The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening to all of you. So today is a special day because we celebrate the Feast of the Pentecost, and also a special mention, our two brother and sister will receive their first communion today. So let us give them a round of applause. Okay. I will start my homily with this story. I don't know if you have heard this story. There was a young boy who went to market on his bicycle to buy something. But there was no place to park his bicycle. So he went to a nearby church and made his request to the parish priest. And the priest granted it without any hesitation. "Father, is it safe to park my bike here?" the boy asked the priest, concerned that someone might steal his bike. "So, of course," said the priest, "the Holy Spirit will keep watch over your bike, but first let us go inside the church and we will pray hard." Then they knelt down and made the sign of the cross, and the boy said, "In the name of the Father and of the Son, Amen." The priest interrupted him, "You forgot the last part, and the Holy Spirit, son." And the boy replied, "We should not disturb the Holy Spirit. He is watching over my bike." So the Holy Spirit, something very important there. Okay, my dear friends, the Holy Spirit does not keep watch solely over bicycles. Rather, He keeps watch all over the disciples, including ourselves, whom Jesus leaves behind as He returns to the Father. At the Last Supper, Jesus tells them that He will send a gift from the Father, the greatest gift, the greatest of all gifts, and that is the Holy Spirit, empowering them to live by His Word. My dear brothers and sisters, we Christians celebrate Pentecost 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. Actually, the Holy Spirit was already given to the disciples when Jesus appeared to them after the resurrection, as what the Gospel tells us today. He breathed on them the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. So they have already the Holy Spirit. But still, they remain sad and afraid because they are thinking that what happened to Jesus Christ might also happen to them. It was only after 50 days that the apostles finally realized that the Holy Spirit did indeed descend upon them, and they became courageous enough to be witnesses of Jesus Christ. We too receive the Holy Spirit during our baptism and confirmation. But why does the Holy Spirit not change our lives as He changed that of the apostles? Why do we behave in many ways? Sometimes we are bad people. Sometimes we behave like a pagans of something else, as we have never received the Holy Spirit. I guess because the Holy Spirit inspires us to do good things, but in the long run, it is up to us to accept, to ignore, and reject His promptings. When was the time we were introduced to the Holy Spirit? Do you ever remember the time when your parents taught you how to make the sign of the cross? Have you remembered that? They taught us in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. So we were introduced already in that sense. At an early age of our lives, most of us, except for converts, were already introduced to the person of the Blessed Trinity, especially the Holy Spirit. So, as we grow up, we tend to forget the Holy Spirit. We always remember the Father and the Son. And sad to say, we give less importance to the coming and the dwelling of the Holy Spirit in us. Yet, the Holy Spirit has a big role in our lives. The Holy Spirit is the one who leads us sinners to repentance in order to be in communion with those who have been forgiven. He is the one who enlightens us in order to bear witness to the truth of the gospel. He is the one who turns the bread and the wine into the body and blood of Christ during the Mass. He is our conscience, and many, many more. How many of you remember the time when the then Pope John Paul II, now a saint, declared year 2000 as a jubilee year? How many remember that? Year 2000 as a jubilee year. Y2K is a significant year because of the transition to the new millennium from 1000, another 1000 to become year 2000. So Y2K in biblical terms should be a year of Sabbath, meaning a year of special reconciliation, a year of forgiveness, a year of healing, and a year of making peace. So, preparation was made by designating a three-year Advent leading up to the year 2000, with each of the years dedicated to celebrating one of the persons of the Trinity. Year 1997 was designated as a year of Jesus Christ. Year 1998 as the year of the Holy Spirit. And year 1999, the year of God the Father. The question is, did we celebrate that year, 1999, as the year of the Holy Spirit, fruitfully and meaningfully? What were the things that we did for ourselves, for the church, and for the world? And by the way, who is the Holy Spirit? I will give you an acronym of the Spirit, just to some kind of a practice of how to remember the word Spirit. Spirit means the Spirit of sanctity, because He is the Spirit that makes us holy. He is the Spirit of peace, because He gives us peace, as what Jesus Christ in the Gospel receive the Holy Spirit. Peace be with you. And then, He is the Holy Spirit of inspiration. He inspires us in many things, in all things, to do good things. And He is the Spirit of renewal. He renews our lives. He is also the Spirit of intercession, because He intercedes for us. If you have the Holy Spirit, we are connected with God the Father. We are connected with the Son. And then He is the Spirit of truth. He will lead us to the life of truth. So, my dear friends, we know the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Blessed Trinity. Biblically, the Holy Spirit is more described than defined. And there are various ways, all of them rich, in which the Spirit is described in the Scripture. The original word in Greek can express the idea of breath, wind, or spirit. We cannot see the wind and do not know where it comes from or where it is going, but we see its effects. The leaves of the tree rustle in the breeze. That is the effect. The wind gives speed to a sailboat. That is the effect. And many other things that we can feel. Okay? So, St. Thomas Aquinas defined the Holy Spirit as the love between the Father and the Son. The love between the Father and the Son. That definition is valuable, though more theologically than spiritually and pastorally. St. Paul, in the letter to the Galatians, tells us that there are two kinds of spirit. What are they? The spirit of the sarx, which means the flesh or the body. When you say the flesh or the body, it is the spirit that opposes God. And the spirit of God, which is the Holy Spirit. Okay? The former is the spirit of envy, anger, gossip, factionalism, idolatry, impurity, self-centeredness, and bitterness. This spirit, he tells us in simple language, brings division and unhappiness. Conversely, there is what we call the Holy Spirit, the spirit of charity, joy, peace, patience, goodness, endurance, mildness, faith, fidelity, and chastity. This latter spirit, he assures us, brings unity and happiness into our lives. Hence, in terms of personal renewal, one of the things we might do to celebrate a new Pentecost is to stop deluding about what which spirit we often live within. If my life habitually contains more envy than admiration, more anger than joy, more gossip than praise, more factionalism than community, more impurity than chastity, and more impatient than perseverance, then I am not living in the Holy Spirit. Did you ever ask the guidance of the Holy Spirit? Christ gave Him to us as a gift because He knew that the Holy Spirit would not fail Him or us. He would teach us only Christ's teachings. Pentecost need not be loud or something noisy or something bombastic or something booming. It must start in the heart, in listening and a prayerful heart. It was when the disciples, together with the Blessed Mother, sat still in prayerful remembering that the Holy Spirit descended upon them. Yes, God is more present to us and speaks loudest when we are silent. May God bless us all.